everyone. Thank you for tuning in to New Wave, everything new brought to you by your girl, your host, me, Diamond Lachey, where expanding your mind earns you a spot at the table. And let me just tell y'all, it's a lot of stuff going on out here in the world. The world is getting really crazy, and yeah, let's just talk about it. So this boy in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I am from, born and raised, was shot down running away from the cops holding a pizza. The cops claimed he had a gun. Later that night, people began to protest. They went to the governor's mansion, and then they went to, I think it was the chief of police's house, because they wanted answers. Of course, they weren't getting any, but I mean, hey, they had requested that they get proof of the body cam that the officers usually wear, and it was accepted. They came out with a video of the whole incident. It pretty much shot the boy in the back, but I don't think he was 15, but don't get me wrong. I think he was like 26, if I'm not mistaken. I know last night they was having trouble determining what age he was, but it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he was 5 years old or 55 years old. He was shot down, and they need to be held accountable. This is getting out of hand. The gentleman was carrying a firearm, but he also was carrying the pizza. I think they shot him between 2 to 5 times in the back, but I don't want to get this wrong or persuade you all of false information. But he was gunned down. He is in the hospital. Hopefully he makes a recovery. But this is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand, whether he was carrying a gun or not. This man's intent was not to shoot cops. This man's intent was not to harm anyone at that moment in time. When things like this happen, when cops just come and just searching people randomly out of nowhere because somebody had called in a simple complaint, then, hey, what do you expect people to do? Cops aren't really out here. Cops aren't known for being out here to protect the community. Cops are out here killing the community because they feel like they can, because they feel like that their badge gives them that right to do whatever they want to do, when this is not the case at all. We have a lot that we need to work on. As long as we continue to progress and move forward, we will always be the majority, not the minority. They've tried to brainwash us in a lot of ways into thinking that we are less than ourselves, to try to get us to hate ourselves so that they can take over. They've tried to steal our countries, our schools, our businesses, our corporations, into thinking that we can't come up with things. I learn something new every year when it comes to Black History Month. First of all, I don't think Black history should be limited only to a month. I think that schools should teach Black history throughout the year. I don't think it should be like something that happens one time out of the month of February annually. To me, that's not fair. I've learned that all these inventions, from the traffic light to trucks that have refrigeration in them, these things were invented by people of color. Black and or Aboriginal people made these things, and they've tried to brainwash us into thinking that that's not the case, when it really is. Read and write. It's important that we write, and it's important that we read. Do you want to know why they've taken writing in cursive out of the curriculum? Because literally, when you are writing something, you are manifesting it. You are manifesting it into the universe. Therefore, they are scared of that. They are scared of our power. They're scared that we are going to find out who we are and walk in our purpose and our power, and they don't want it to happen. So they're trying everything in their power to keep us in that mindset that we cannot win. Up next on the New Wave, why is TikTok getting so much exposure all of a sudden? Hear my thoughts on next after this commercial break. You're listening to The New Wave. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Okay, and we're back. Thank you for coming back and listening to The New Wave Podcast.
Have y'all all been seeing this trending dance and another trending thing on TikTok where it's couples, they're doing it and they're switching their clothes. So they're in one position dancing beside each other and then they flick off the lights and flick them back on and then they've switched clothes. I think it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I feel like a lot of people are taking it way too seriously, but to me, it is hilarious. I love it when I see couples doing it. It just shows me how each set of couples have a sense of humor, which is what you need for a relationship to even last more than a freaking month. So there's that, and there's also a trending dance on TikTok that it's like a mixture between the woe and a whole bunch of upper body movement. Record your own TikTok video. But what my question is why is it trending now? Like, TikTok has been around. We've all been on Facebook or Instagram and seen the little ads that show TikTok and dances and different voiceovers you can do. But it's really puzzling why it's so big now. To me, it's a form of programming. Have you ever been on the internet and you see one thing trending and then next thing you know, everybody's reposting it? Or a good example, like if a new cell phone, like the iPhone comes out, the new iPhone 11 comes out and all of a sudden now everybody's walking around with the new iPhone. Everybody, the same iPhone. There's nothing unique about anyone as individuals when we all go out and we do the same thing. It just shows programming chakras. We really have to start learning about those and opening our minds so that we won't be sucked into propaganda and things that are stuck in our subconscious. We don't need that anymore. We need to expand past when we see things like $500 shoes that come out. We're not all standing in line to spend $800 each on shoes that's not unique because we're all wearing them. Another thing that I feel that we need to discuss right now is the coronavirus. Instead of putting out things we should do to protect ourselves from the coronavirus, because I feel like everyone's doing that already, I'm going to state 5 reasons why you should not be afraid of the coronavirus. One, it's in the Bible. It's been stated in Revelations that this is one of the plagues that is supposed to take place. I feel like we shouldn't fear these things because we knew about these things. Two, I feel like if you are already a sanitary individual who knows how to wash their hands without people telling you when and how to do so, then you should be perfectly okay. This is the spreading of germs. People are out here being dirty. They're sneezing without using their hands, or they're sneezing without using the tissue. And they're like, oh my gosh, how is this spreading so quickly? Because there's a lot of nasty individuals out here who aren't taking the precautionary measures that it takes in order to keep this virus small. 3, especially if you're Afro-American, I'm not going to say that we can't catch it, because we definitely can. We are at a lower risk of catching it. China is European descent, and so is, of course, Europe. Now, places like Africa, Puerto Rico, and a lot of us as Afro-American, we are of African descent. We aren't catching it as much. And if we are, we're getting rid of it quickly. This is number 4. I feel like we shouldn't be terrified or frightened about this coronavirus because it's man-made. This is just like AIDS. This is just like HIV. They're trying to study our response. I feel like we shouldn't panic. I feel like that's part of their plan to get us to panic. You have the influenza, which is the regular flu out here, that kills kills thousands of people each year. And compared to the statistics of the flu and this coronavirus, the coronavirus, even though it is still spreading, it is much lower chance of you catching the coronavirus than it is of you catching the flu. We just have to be careful and prepare ourselves as much as we can. But I would say don't overdo it. And it's already facts. It's going to happen with or without you. As soon as we can get this thing under control, sooner we can move on and continue to progress as a human race. In a positive way, of course. As you know, I'm a growing channel, and today I decided on this episode to add in a new segment this segment is going to be called Star of the Week. The reason why I came out with Star of the Week, the segment Star of the Week, we celebrate our Black and or Aboriginal community by promoting their businesses, Instagrams, music, art, and or information and knowledge. We want our community to know of these things and coming business owners and entrepreneurs of today. So this segment is pretty much, we're going to shout out a few, we're going to shout out one person that we want to highlight that we've seen or that I've seen doing outstanding things in their business or in their personal lives that's very inspirational.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our show for today. Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave, everything new brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And you all have a lovely week. Brought to you by your girl, your host, me, Diamond Lachey. I just want to thank you all for tuning back into The New Wave. I am here with my co-host, whose name is Spazzo D. Rollins. That is the Z at the end. But yes, he will be assisting me in co-hosting today. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing, Diamond Lachey? You know, it's good to be on New Wave, and my artist name is Spazzo D. Rollins.
We're glad to have you here at The New Wave. If you are new to my podcast, I want to thank you and welcome you all. If you're not, thank you back. Thank you and welcome back, New Wavers. Okay, so today's episode is 5 things girls do that guys really don't care much about or pay attention to. But you know, as girls, we're very extra. So we go out here, we try to get our hair done, make sure our tracks is laid, nails done, eyebrows on fleek, makeup, lashes, all that. Whole tea. Guys are out here like, you know, it doesn't really matter. Spazzo is going to help me out with some of these 5 things that we're going to talk about. So one of the things that I put down is eyebrows. So Spazzo, please tell us a little bit of how you feel about girls who do their eyebrows. Because I know I'm one of them. When I feel like dressing up and being cute, I go in the bathroom and I hook up my eyebrows. So how do you feel about it as a guy? How do you think other guys feel about it? You're speaking for the guys in the world, right?
As far as the guys in the world, you know, like, we might make eye contact, but the last thing we're looking at is your eyebrows, you know? So, so we don't really tend to notice that too much, but it definitely looks nice when when the women point it out to us.
And I feel like it makes up the whole aesthetic of everything. Like, you see a female out on the street, and it's like, damn, she look good. But the reason why she look good, one of those factors is her eyebrows is on fleek. You don't notice it, but it sits in your subconscious like, okay, she looks good. Okay, so for the number two, for the 5 things girls do that guys don't really care for or don't even really notice, and I put down nails. I can go weeks. I've been months without my nails done, actually, and on top of the money that I saved. I don't think really guys really notice. I mean, I know a few guys who pay attention to feet and hands and it's like, man, that shit's sexy. But for the regular, degular, smegular guys out there, they don't really pay attention. It comes together as the whole aesthetic. If you look really good, but you don't have your nails done, it's kind of like nobody's really noticing. Nobody's really paying attention. How do you feel about it?
I mean, like you said, it's definitely a couple guys that do enjoy the feet and the nails. You know, I'm one of those guys that it don't matter, you know. If you got them done, definitely. But don't come around with it all chipped up, and, you know what I'm saying, dingy and, you know, the paint messed up. Now, that's when it's an issue. But women generally typically have, they do good with keeping themselves up. It's just a lot of stuff that we don't notice just because that's not what we got to do when we leave the house, you know?
That is true. That's a good point. All y'all got to do is pick out an outfit, dress, put on your outfit, and be out the door. You know, we got to be extra. Okay, number 3, I wrote down extensions. I've noticed that guys are moving more towards the natural hair now compared to back in the early 2000s stuff. A lot of people was like, let me go out and get my Brazilian. But I think it's ridiculous when women go out and buy like 18 inches, 20 inches, 25 inches of bundles of hair that cost like $300 for you to get installed and all that. That doesn't even include the washing and stuff. And it's just, girls look really cute with it, but I, as a female, would prefer a girl with natural hair. What about yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like natural hair, you know, just natural, you know, natural eyebrows. That'd be straight, natural eyebrows, you know. Natural hair is cool. But the weave, I mean, it's like I said, it's all right. But like you said, that's $300. That's a cell phone payment. Mm-hmm. That's a car note. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's car insurance.
It's kind of like guys standing in line for Jordans. That'd be like $250,
$300. See, I don't even.
And everybody walking around with the same shoes on.
I wear FUBU, like New Balance, everything.
You said FUBU. As for the eyebrows, I feel like, you know, all girls' eyebrows are natural. But when they clean, like when they do the contouring and stuff, I feel like that's more of like us cleaning it up.
And what's the
so
contour?
It can be sculpted. So you know how girls, they, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta break it down. I don't know
you
what
know how girls
is.
Go in and they do a little highlighter on their eyebrows, okay. So their eyebrows look extra clean.
All right.
That's what
that's
it is.
That's the what?
That's what it is. It's that's what brings
needed.
The look together.
It's not needed. It's not.
Okay. I agree, but I mean, it's one of those things.
I be trying to figure out where y'all be trying to go. Is y'all going to the mall or is y'all going to the runway? Like, sometimes they be looking too good.
How about both?
Dang.
How about, so there's actually females out there who every time they leave the house, they feel like they have to look a certain type of way. So number four, I had put down lashes. How do you feel about lashes? You
no,
can go first.
I don't understand the lashes either. And then it's like, it's starting to get like a trend where the women are trying to get bigger and bigger.
And longer, like they about to fly away, they blink, they just.
I'm trying to figure out who told them that bigger was, I mean, if it feels good, do it. I ain't gonna tell nobody that. You know, this is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with the lashes.
When it comes to lashes, lashes can feel heavy. When it comes to lashes, I don't like my lashes to ever be too big where I feel like I'm about to fly away or they way out here. And when I turn sideways, they like way out in front of my face. I like mine to look natural as possible. It's like when I do my makeup. Like if it's a daytime look, I want it to look as natural as possible, maybe add some color. But if I'm going out and I'm about to be looking snatched, I like to do my face from top to bottom lashes. Not the big lashes, but still lashes, eyebrows, all that good stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like girls, we overdo a lot of stuff to impress people who really don't really know the shit.
Then I often think maybe sometimes the females don't do it to impress us. And there's some reason I feel like maybe that's why we don't notice it. Because it's not meant for us. It could be not meant for us. Sometimes it could just be for y'all women. Y'all look in the mirror and just want to look good. And it's like, this is what I'm on, whether a male look or not.
This is true. Do you feel like it's anything that you do on a regular basis that us females don't notice?
Y'all don't see the clean hairline. I ain't got it right now.
I mean, I sometimes pick up on it. I'm like, oh, somebody got a new line
up. Clean line
up. It's just, sometimes you can notice and sometimes y'all just don't got good barbers.
Yeah, true. Some of
we want to say it. We want to say, hey, that's a nice hairline, but is it really?
I don't know. Y'all ain't gonna tell us.
You never know. Nobody's saying nothing. All right, so we're gonna do the last one, which is number five. I put makeup. For some females, you know, some of y'all gotta do a little makeup. There are some females that are so pretty that like they put on makeup and they look like you don't even need that, like you're doing too much, that like that's how pretty they are, like you don't need to do all that, you're naturally pretty. But then there's girls out there that's, you know, on the other hand looks kind of you know on the lower scale of end of the spectrum, and they do makeup and they look totally different than when they take it off.
Yeah.
Which is scary, which I feel like is too much. If you should wear makeup to enhance the beauty you already have, not to cover it up or make it seem like you're somebody that you're not. How do you feel about makeup?
I think that last comment that you said is really what everybody needs to hear. Like, do not use makeup to cover the flaws. Use it to improve the natural beauty. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? So I don't really agree with the makeup neither at all. I don't want the makeup, but I feel like some women that put it on, like you said, they have their natural beauty, and I feel like when they take it off, it's kind of like messing with their face. Like, do you ever feel like some of the makeup that y'all wear, it causes y'all to break out?
Yes. Yeah. It's not just makeup. Like, it's health, skincare on top of that. If you don't know how to do your skin or take care of your skin underneath your makeup's always gonna look crappy. Like, you see people on YouTube who have acne, like they have acne everywhere, but yet they still apply makeup. And the makeup would be so pretty if they didn't, if you couldn't see that underneath, like you could see the how the surface is bumpy and stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm makeup is all right. I'm not a big fan, but I definitely don't like be like, take the lashes off, take the makeup off, take everything else off. You know, I just be like, do what you do, but just tune it down.
As you know, I'm a growing channel, and today I decided on this episode to add in a new segment. This segment is going to be called Star of the Week. The reason why I came out with Star of the Week, the segment Star of the Week, we celebrate our Black and or Aboriginal community by promoting their businesses, Instagrams, music, art, and or information and knowledge. We want our community to know of these things and coming business owners and entrepreneurs of today. So this segment is pretty much, we're going to shout out a few, we're going to shout out one person that we want to highlight that we've seen or that I've seen doing outstanding things in their business or in their personal lives that's very inspirational. Today's star of the week, her name on Instagram is Yvonne Beauty. So I chose her. Number one, we've known each other for a while. Her name is Teresa. We've known her for a very long time, since I was in college or whatever. She has came out with a wonderful lip care line. You have your lip scrubs, your lip oils, and your lip glosses. And they are freaking amazing. Friends that I've reviewed her products, they say that they're amazing. I really encourage all of you to go out and buy some of her products. If you go on Instagram, her name is Yvonne Beauty _. So at YVONNEBEAUTY _ Yvonne Beauty. Go check her out now. She's wonderful. She's a hard worker. She's really been cranking that inventory out lately. So please go and support our young Afro-American entrepreneurs and business owners today. Support our own community, because if we don't, then who's going to have our backs beside us? Nobody. So we got to help each other out, okay? We got to stop killing each other and we got to start healing each other. That was our star of the week, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of the show where we're going to wrap everything up here on The New Wave. Again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning into The New Wave, Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And I want to also thank you, Spazzo, for coming on to The New Wave and helping me co-host my show. Anything you would like to say?
S-P-A-Z-Z-O space D-dot R-O-L-L-I-N-C. Rolling. I'm gonna do a Diamond Lachey. She's gonna pop up in a music video one time. Flick her hair.
Flick my lot.
I had a great time, Diamond Lachey. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you all for tuning to New Wave, Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And I hope you all have a fabulous working week.